Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us for Faith Talk. I am your host, Lolita Jones. It is a blessing and a privilege and an honor to just, oh God, I just love the Lord. I just love him. I love him. I love him. Do you love the Lord? Hallelujah. It's a privilege and an honor to be a daughter of the Most High King. Hallelujah. I know you can hear my smile, but I just thank God for Jesus. I love him with all my heart. I thank God. This is our fourth week. We just entered into our fourth week. This is the second day of the fourth week of our 30-day consecration. We thank God for you, 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 and you. And yes, there is a mighty word from the living God. We thank God for this mighty woman of God. She is my sister and my dear friend. I love her to life, and can't nobody change my mind about her. Missionary Shamel, Shamel Holmes Harris, hallelujah, from California. We thank God for her. She is a vital part in the body of Christ. I believe she's a part of the heart system in the body. She's in the upper cavity of the body of Christ. Come on, close your eyes and visualize it. Ha, because she has so much love, and her smile make you feel the love of God. I thank God for her. I thank God for the anointing that's up on her life. She is anointed to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I like I said, I love her to life. I wouldn't trade her for $1 trillion. You keep your money and give me Shamel, because guess what? She's a blessing in my life. Not too many people get into my inner circle, but I opened arms. I invited her in because she's such a blessing to me. I just praise God for you that's tuning in to Faith Talk while we on this consecration, which is sponsored by Life Changers Ministry. Get ready, grab your pens, your paper, your notebook, your journal, grab whatever you have to grab so you get ready to take notes. Grab your Bible. The Bible is the most important part, because we're about to hear a word from God. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Lolita. One of the things that I've always admired about Evangelist Lolita is that she just has this genuine love and this genuine personality about her. I literally met her one time, but I've listened to her through her Life Changers Ministry through Facebook. And when I had the opportunity to meet her, I was like, your voice sounds so familiar. And I just asked her, I'm like, do you preach on Facebook or anything? And when she told me her name, I instantly recognized her name. And I just sincerely appreciate her for just loving on me and seeing something in me, because sometimes we don't really see it in ourselves. But I can tell you, Evangelist Lolita Jones, she sincerely has been a friend to me. She has been a sister to me. She's been an encourager to me. And I just want to thank her. I thank you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you to allowing him to use you to put on such conferences such as this, and just still going forth with it. I know sometimes, I mean, even being in a church stance and even being in just working as a woman with your family, with your everyday life, it can get kind of hard to put things on the books and stay committed to it. But one thing I'm so encouraged by Evangelist Lolita is that she certainly puts things on the books and then she sees them forth. And I thank God for that. And I even pray that, God, you give me some of that so I can be committed to more things and to see them forth. One of the encouraging things that yesterday, I believe it is the assistant pastor of Cathedral Faith, in his message, he talked about being consistent and how him being in the Army allowed him to have a consistency in his life, in his regular routine life, that poured over into a routine with his spiritual life. And I was so encouraged by that, because sometimes I can get, setting a daily routine can be hard, but then setting a daily routine in God and making sure that you're in prayer, you're in fasting, you're doing the things in the will of God, it can be hard to stay, to kind of stay committed to that, and kind of not staying committed to God, but staying committed to the things that God sets before you, and really seeing them through. So I was tremendously encouraged by that word last night. I am not going to be before you long. I know you guys can kind of tell in my voice, I am a little nervous. So just pray for me. I certainly have been studying this word nonstop, and I just pray that God blesses you all as he's blessed me with this word and just has really just sat in my heart with it. I first thank God. I give all honor to God. He is everything and more, and that some to me. He's the first love of my life. I love him for loving someone like me. And I want to also thank this great facilitator. I know I've said a lot about her, but I do want to thank her again, Evangelist Lolita Jones, and her dynamic ministry, Life Changers Ministry. It's in that name alone that changes things. Her ministry is definitely life-changing, and I think it's just such the appropriate name for her ministry, because it certainly is a life changers ministry. I want to take time to thank my own pastor, Pastor Charles Blake II, and my First Lady Andrea Blake, and also to my bishop who still watches over West Angeles Church of God in Christ. I thank Bishop Blake and Lady May Blake. They are huge inspirations to me in my life and absolutely have been huge role models to me since I've gotten married and had my first daughter and have been a member at West Angeles. I also want to give honor to my husband. I really do love Stephen, and sometimes me and him, we're still working on some marriage things, but I really do love Stephen. He is the second love of my life, and he has been a tremendous blessing to me. He has been a tremendous man of God, and he's also given me my best friend that I never thought I would imagine having, and that's my sweet and spicy 2-year-old daughter, Yvonne Marie Harris. She is absolutely just a blessing to me, and she just keeps me on my toes, and I appreciate her so much. I'm not going to be before you guys very long. I do have a word from the Lord. I do believe that it is a fresh word from the Lord, and I pray that it just falls freshly on your hearts as well. So let's just go ahead and go into that. I'm going to go into a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I come to you right now. God, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for life. I thank you, Lord, for health. I thank you, Lord, for strength. I thank you, Lord, for understanding. I thank you, Lord, just for your compassion. I thank you, Lord, for seeing things in us, God, that we don't see within ourselves, Lord. I ask you, God, that you touch this word, Lord, that you take me totally out of it, God. Take my flesh out of it, Lord. I ask you, Lord, that you speak to me, Lord, as you speak through me, God. I ask you, Lord, that you give your people a fresh word from you, God, that it falls on fresh ears and also falls on soil ground. God, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you, Lord. I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I know the theme for these last couple of weeks has been raise your expectations. And it comes from out of Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now, if you don't mind for a moment, I'm going to back up to just the 20th verse. And it's actually just a small short parable that you see in Matthew. But in my study, I have saw that you don't only see this parable in Matthew, but you see it in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke. And in Matthew, it reads, then Jesus said unto him, I'm so sorry, hold on. It's Matthew 19:20. And it reads, I've obeyed all these commandments. The young man replied, what else must I do? Jesus told him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have the treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go over into Mark. Into Mark 10, 18, it says, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not murder. You must not adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. You must not cheat anyone. Honor father and thy mother." "Teacher," the man replied, and this is still the same young man, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young." Looking at the man, this is actually one of my favorite parts of the parable, because in this, in Mark 10, it shows you that looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. Now, in Matthew and Luke, it doesn't give that same expression that when Jesus looked upon him, he felt genuine love for him. But in Mark, he made it a point to say, because this is the second time that this young man is coming to Jesus, and he made it a point to say, looking at him, Jesus felt genuine love for him. "There is still one thing you haven't done," he told him. "Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." Then if you look in Luke 18 and 19, he's crossed paths with Jesus again, and he's asking him the same question. "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments." He goes through the commandments, and the man replies the same response. "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young." When Jesus heard his answer, he said, "There is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." This parable is one of my favorite parables, because when I studied it, I only studied it from Matthew. But then when I started to look through Matthew, I found it in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And when I studied it, it just kind of made me feel for the young rich man, because in Luke talks about how the young man was a very honorable man. He was a man of substance. He was a young, eager man who wanted to follow Jesus, who saved up all these royalties to give to Jesus to attain eternal life. Luke explains how this man believed in eternal life. So he believed that Jesus was the key to life, but the way to get to him didn't even cross his mind that it only had to be him. Many people look at this and draw the idea that the rich man didn't want to give up his riches, or he was too prideful to leave his worldly things, or simply he did not have the love of God in him. But while I find all these interpretations to be true, I would like to come from the point that the young man didn't think of himself good enough to follow Jesus. And I appreciate what Evangelist Lolita was saying earlier on the line about raising the expectation with yourself to know that God is bigger than anything. And that's where I want to come from tonight, raising the expectation in yourself that you're everything that God wants, that you are more than enough. He had more of his expectation in his worldly riches than an expectation in himself alone, that he was more valuable to Jesus than any amount of money or gold he could have to offer. If you don't mind, that's the encouragement I want to share today, is I want to encourage you. I know there are a lot of us that are seasoned in the Lord, but sometimes we kind of lose the thought that it's not the things that we're doing, it's not the messages that we're preaching, it's not the things that we're doing within our church that's valuable to God, but it's us alone that holds that value to God. And any worldly positions you offer what's more valuable is you. You feel like what you can give in service, you feel like maybe what you can give in the world as far as your possessions, but God is saying, "I just want you." The young man allows us to see that sometimes we already have a preconceived notion that what God wants from us is something self we can offer, what we feel like. is the best for God. What we feel like is more attainable and more pleasurable looking in his eyes. And three different ways this young man crossed Jesus' path with the same question, probably hoping after the second or third time the answer would be different. Sometimes it baffles us that God would find something in us that he just wants you and you alone. But we live in a society where it seems like the more possessions you have, the better life you're living, where the car you're driving determines the lifestyle you're in. Or even let's take it to church, where the position or the title you give kind of gives the idea of the more holy lifestyle you have. Or maybe how much you give is determined on how much you trust God. But while all that is going on, God is saying, I just want you. None of your accolades in the world or the church, none of the good things of admiration that you give to me, but I just want you. And I can only imagine the young rich man walking away for the third time saying, he only wants me? What is it about me? Me, I have all these, I'm nothing like the money I saved. Me, I'm nothing like the gold all I have. I'm nothing. And that can feel lonely sometimes. But in that, that's exactly where God wants us to see ourselves more valuable than anything that we can offer him. You with your broken self, you with your anger self, you with your self-righteous self, you. He died so you could come to his Father's throne with all that, and he could take all those negative aspects and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God wants to set an expectation within ourselves that we are all that he wants. You don't need to clean yourself up. You need to enthrall yourself in God, enthrall yourself in his presence, enthrall yourself in his word, enthrall yourself in prayer. And if you do all these things, as I can imagine a lot of you on the line do, then God wants you to enthrall yourself in something that would make you feel like a sacrifice. And with any sacrifice, it shall leave you with a feeling of loss. But Jesus did not die for us to have to live a life full of lost feelings. He wants you to give up those things that make you feel lost so he can step in and show you that he will fill that feeling with 10 times more. One of my favorite stories in the Bible, one of my other favorite stories in the Bible that sets an expectation within yourself and an expectation with God at the same time would have to be Job. Job lost everything in his eyes, everything he could put his hands towards, everything he worked for, he lost. But there was an expectation, there was an anticipation within Job that he felt, I don't care how much my mind is telling me to give up. I don't care how much my heart is breaking on the inside. I have an expectation within myself that I am not going to curse God. And I have even a more expectation within God that he wants to give me everything that it seems like I've had taken away, and he wants to give that back to me 10 times more. But he wants me to see that it's all in him. If I can encourage you tonight, I encourage you to serve God, and God, serve him with every expectation and anticipation you have within your body. I don't care all those negative things that you feel like I'm not good enough for God. I'm not ready enough for him to put me in this certain position because I still have an anger problem. I still can't learn how to keep my mouth shut. I still go between back and forth between having faith with paying my tithes or not paying my tithes. God wants you to bring all of that to him, all those ill things, and he wants to use you in your greatest expectations, even with the lowest standards that you feel like you have to offer him. Don't be like the young man in the Bible, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Don't walk away from Jesus because the expectation of what you thought Jesus wanted isn't that. but have that expectation within yourself that you are more than enough and Jesus only wants you. I encourage you to sit in your uncomfortableness, because it can feel uncomfortable to lay things or ways that you've been collected throughout your whole life that has become a part of your personality that you feel like you rest assured on, because it gives you some type of sense of stability. I encourage you to sit in that uncomfortableness of not having those things, and to rest assured that if we serve a God who is before us, nothing, not even ourselves, can be against us. God wants to bring you to your heart's desires. As I wrap it up, in Psalms 37, 4 through 5, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. He's not telling you to take delight in him when you're perfect. He's not telling you to take delight in him when you're ready. He's telling you to take delight in the Lord. That means when you're messed up, when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're in anxiety, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord and trust in him, and he will help you. Please continue to pray for my family, and I pray that this word has touched all of your hearts as it has touched mine. I give you back into our facilitator.
Did you enjoy that word? Hallelujah. You are valuable to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world may think you don't have value because of the color of our skin, because we weren't born into millions and billions of dollars. But that's all right. God not looking for none of that. All he want is us. We are so valuable to the Lord God Almighty. Jesus, woo, I thank you. Jesus lets us know that we are valuable. We're so valuable to him that he looked into the cup and yet he didn't come down. He let them nail his hands and his feet to that cross. He let them pierce him in his side and put a crown of thorns upon his head. The blood streaming into his eyes. The gushing of blood and water coming out of his side. But I thank God he was thinking about us. Jesus, I thank you. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Yes, yes, that was from that mighty woman of God, missionary Shamel. Holmes, I keep forgetting her mate name, missionary Shamel Holmes Harris. I thank God for her. Missionary Harris, you're such a blessing to the kingdom of God. She did it all under Cool, Calm, and Collective. She's just so cool. But I thank God for that mighty word. I told you she was anointed to present the word of Jesus Christ, that anybody that hear it, it's even for the simple at heart, they will understand. And I thank God for her. I ask you to follow us on Facebook, Life Changers Ministries LCM. And I also ask you to visit us on our website, LolitaJonesLive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com. Visit us. Yes, visit us. Visit us. You will see on our website the various devotionals that the Lord has anointed me to write. You can see my books. You can click on either one of my books, and it'll take you straight to the website, the link. It's a link attached to that picture. We'll take you straight there that you're able to purchase one of my books. You will see the dates of our various events that we have coming up, the conferences that we have coming up, started in April, which is our Faith Talk Conference, April 25th, 26th, and 27th, right here in the beautiful city of Chesapeake, Virginia. And then we also have a conference coming up in July, Women of Faith. Hallelujah. And then we will have another one, and that will be a men's conference coming up, and it will be headed, hopefully, I already got people lined up to head that. Because I'm not a man. I am a woman, and I love being a woman. But I thank God for that men's conference that we're planning for the later on in the year. We thank God for you. And I also thank God for every pastor and his ministry that have partnered with Life Changers Ministry, because we're building the kingdom of God together. Yes, we're building it together. It's not no I'm building or no. It's we are building the kingdom of God, winning souls for the kingdom of God. Souls are priceless, because if it had not been for God sending somebody along our way to just come and minister to us the good news, We haven't dotted every T, I know, crossed every T, but God sent a laborer across our path. You know, the Bible says that the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. Yes, but we thank God for sending a laborer across our pathway. Whether it was our mother, father, sister, brother, auntie, uncle, it could have been one of our enemies. And yet it was them that the words that God put in their mouth to win us to the kingdom. So I thank God for each and every one of you. And we just pray God's greatness blessings upon each and every one of you. Also on our Facebook page and also on the website, you can leave a comment that we will, if you need to add people to the prayer list, you go right ahead, because I get names all day long, businesses all day long. I meet people everywhere, ministering out on the streets, and people, they give me their business names and they ask me to come in and pray over their business, you know, pray for success. And especially with this being a new year, because I really believe when business, reach up to heaven, God blesses their business. Reach up to heaven, God would bless their business. And we thank God for you, and you. And we say blessings to each and every one of you and your family. Continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.